Chapter 12. The Patronus. Harry knew that Hermione had meant well, but that didn't stop him from being angry with her. He had been the owner of the best broom in the world for a few short hours, and now, because of her interference, he didn't know whether he would ever see it again. He was positive that there was nothing wrong with the firebolt now, but what sort of state would it be in once it had been subjected to all sorts of anti-jinx tests? Ron was furious with Hermione, too. As far as he was concerned, the stripping down of a brand new firebolt was nothing less than criminal damage. Hermione, who remained convinced that she had acted for the best, started avoiding the common room. Harry and Ron supposed she had taken refuge in the library and didn't try to persuade her to come back. All in all, they were glad when the rest of the school returned shortly after New Year and Gryffindor Tower became crowded and noisy again. Wood sought Harry out on the night before term started. "Had a good Christmas?" he said, and then without waiting for an answer, he sat down, lowered his voice and said, "I've been doing some thinking over Christmas, Harry. After last match, you know, if the Dementors come to the next one, I mean, we can't afford you to, well..." Wood broke off, looking awkward. "I'm working on it," said Harry quickly. "Professor Lupin said he'd train me to ward off the Dementors. We should be starting this week. He said he'd have time after Christmas." "Ah," said Wood, his expression clearing. "Well, in that case, I really didn't want to lose you as Seeker, Harry. And have you ordered a new broom yet?"
"No," said Harry.
"What? You'd better get a move on, you know. You can't ride that shooting star against Ravenclaw." "He got a firebolt for Christmas," said Ron. "A firebolt? No, seriously? A real firebolt?"
"Don't get excited, Oliver," said Harry gloomily. "I haven't got it anymore. It was confiscated." And he explained all about how the firebolt was now being checked for jinxes.
"Jinxed? How could it be jinxed?"
"Sirius Black," Harry said wearily. "He's supposed to be after me, so McGonagall reckons he might have sent it." Waving aside the information that a famous murderer was after his seeker, Wood said,
"But Black couldn't have bought a firebolt. He's on the run. The whole country's on the lookout for him. How could he just walk into quality Quidditch supplies and buy a broomstick?"
"I know," said Harry, "but McGonagall still wants to strip it down." Wood went pale.
"I'll go and talk to her, Harry," he promised. "I'll make her see reason. A firebolt, a real firebolt on our team. She wants Gryffindor to win as much as we do. I'll make her see sense." "A firebolt?"